Jesse Gellick is here.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning, Geshe-la.
Have a seat. Oh, good morning, Ramula. Good morning, Chukila. How are you? Good morning, David.
Morning, Geshe-la.
Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Michael.
Geshe-la.
Good morning, Joanna. Good morning, Elise.
Good morning.
Sounds like a frog. Good morning, Susie. Good morning,
Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. Good morning, Chetan. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Helen.
Good morning.
How's everything there in Patagonia today?
Everything is well, Geshe-la.
Oh, good. Oh. Yeah, Hamla.
Let's start with the seven limb prayer in Tibetan. Go sung gu pe go ne cha tse lo nge sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu to me ne sa di tun ta che sha Gepa gewa nam la she yi rang Korwa ma tomba du le shu ne Dro la che ki kolo korwa dang Da shen gen an chan chu chen po ngô. Sa shi pe ki chu shin me tog tam ri. Krishna, would you mind leading us in the refuge in bodhicitta prayer before? for the teaching.
Begin with a quiz. Or again, repeat first three stages. So then it will get stuck in the stage three, between one and three stages for forever. So Chukila sent an email, so Chukila always very helpful, you know, to find out the test exact where what I say is located, right, located. So the four things, what is called like four mental engagement or four attention, four mental attentions. So then like Abhidharma Samuchaya, composed by Arya Asanga, maybe chapter that, then the probably Chukila, what Chukila find out is the correct one, I think. So it has chapter 4, it divides into many things. So maybe I'm like, confused between Abhidharma Samuchaya or Shila Samuchaya. Shila Samuchaya, which is also composed by Shantideva. Shila Samuchaya. So maybe that's mixed those two Samuchaya. Shila Samuchaya and Abhidharma Samuchaya mixed together. So that's why chapters. So I didn't get a chance to read, so I didn't get a chance to locate exactly where in Abhidharma Samuchaya, which is like condominium of
compendium of higher training.
Yeah, compendium of higher training. So did not create enough karma to understand in English, but fortunately create the karma to understand Tibetan, but the title. So that probably takes maybe a few eons to say it correctly in English. Anyway, Abhidharma Samuchaya, so that's the text, composed by Arya Asanga. for the reference. So, then some of you may be wondering, like, why we need to know all of that. What Lama Adisha said, she ne yala nam chave, lone tonda tagija, tizi kumba chujuja, lone tonda tagija, rabdu bede, gumjija, tizi duba mijuros means. You could spend thousands of years if you don't have all the necessary knowledge that require in order to achieve samadhi or shine. So shine yala nam tawe loni tonda taji chans rabdu peze kumpuja peze tuba minchunus. So that's why we need to understand. Four mental engagements, what are the four mental engagements, what are the six powers, you know. These are all knowledge you could learn. So next time, when you teach, this is the best form of mindfulness meditations. Next time when you teach any form of mindfulness teachings, if you can draw information from those sources, it's very good. It's very good. For mental engagement or for mental attentions or like six powers. So these are the part of the samadhi, the meditations, okay? So maybe Chuki, like, if you don't mind to type all this as a six force, four mental attentions. So then, like, no need to worry much about the environment because you are already bought your house, you're already paying the rent, you're not going anywhere, so you can just do that. You know, so all to pay the rent, all to spend a lot of money to buy the house, no need to go anywhere, just use your house. So no need to go anywhere. So that Lord then come to be you on the that's the very beginning. Like what kind of environment, what kind of spiritual friends that you be should be around. You know, you could have companies. Don't mean roommate, but in a company, so nearby. So if you forget some stuff, you can ask. The company needs to be, you know, like follow the same spiritual path. Otherwise, you end up arguing all day long. Is that meditation on shamatha? You're arguing your spiritual path all day long. That's why it's not good to have company that doesn't share same belief or same path. Okay. So these are also ornament of clear realization, ornament of mind or discourse. So mentioned there. Maybe Chukula, if Chukula, you know, kindly to put it those, then maybe make it one piece of paper. So then. So then send it to you so that you can help. So then it's easy to do review meditation. These are needed. Otherwise, you could spend, according to what Lama Adisha said, you know. Shine yala nam tares. Lone tonda kagisha. Rabdu peze kumjise tenze tuba mitjuru mis. Could put so much effort, but you know, that did not result. Okay. So now, brief review. Brief review, then we'll move on. Yeah, many challenges that you face, in order to accomplish samadhi. Many challenges you face. First challenge, what is the first challenge? Laziness. No will. Don't have will to do. The main thing is don't have will to do. What happens, why don't have will to do? Laziness. So then I think also, Chukka, it's also good to put there like three types of laziness there.
Okay.
So that will also help, you know. So, oh, I can't do it because I'm so, I can't do it because I'm not like, I'm slow learner. I can't learn very much either. I'm so, you know, that's, we have many, many excuses that you can't do. Looking down on yourself, that's considered as a laziness. It's like a lot of energy has been spent on doing something else, you know, like something else, like I don't need to elaborate on that. Something else we all do every day. Something else. We all do. Nowadays, there are many things, you know, like something else we do. So many things that we do, we spend so much time doing other things. That's also considered as a laziness. You could be very active, at the same time, you are lazy. Isn't that interesting? So, doing something that is not really associated with the dharma practice. So there's, you know, like chawangishik. Jilubi lelo, jilubi is like that. Your mind just physically, mentally, you get just sluggish. You know, like jilubi is like, how is it? Your mind become Italian pasta, cooked pasta. Your body and mind both become, you know, like, sometimes it's like uncooked Italian pasta, steamed straight. Most of the time it's cooked. It's all like here and there, like. So that's also probably something to do with, you know, like what you eat or like how much you eat, when you eat. That probably contribute a little bit. Okay, so that you look, you mind to look means it's now fall apart. So that example is like, it become like Italian cooked pasta. Can't find where the head, where the bottom is, all coral, old. not able to stand up. You look. So these are the first problems. So what do you need? You need interest. Interest in samadhi, shamatha meditation. Samadhi means you have interest. How you can develop interest, you have to see the benefit. If you don't see benefit, we don't do anything. Everything we do, we see some, we believe it's going to be productive, you know. So unfortunately most of the time it's not productive. interest. So then having a faith, you know, like in the benefit, you know. So this, like, these are the antidote. See the benefit, faith and seeing benefit, they're the same thing. Faith and seeing benefit, they're the same thing. It, even though it says, the text literally says faith, but it means seeing the benefit. So then you have interest. If you're interested, then interest more likely you put some effort. Interest. First see the benefit, then they generate interest. Interest generates effort. So then effort leads to the result. Physical well-being, mental well-being, temporary result, ultimate result, physical pliancy, mental pliancy. First you achieve mental pliancy, then you achieve physical pliancy. That's the order. I think it's important to know. Well-being, first you achieve physical well-being, so then you achieve mental well-being. You know, so, or you could say physical, well-being, contribute mental well-being. So, in that order, first physical well-being, then mental well-being. Pliancy-wise, you achieve first mental pliancy, then you achieve physical pliancy. So that's also for the sake of knowledge, you need to understand. So then the second challenge is that you may not remember instructions, you forget instructions or object. Which one? Oh, bodhicitta? Maybe from Patagonia.
Luna.
Oh, it's from Patagonia. Oh.
Yes.
Good morning, Laura. Good morning, Patti. So with all this knowledge, if you then you can make every moment spending on samadhi meditation is become more productive. Okay. So now forgetting object or instruction, Shubhila.
I've seen it both ways, Geshe-la. Forgetting the instructions is how they say it in liberation, in the palm of your hand.
Yeah. So probably English both. The one in Jefferson. So then another challenge is thinking mind, excitement mind. These are the five challenges, or they're called five faults, literally called five faults, but these are the five challenges. Why we are keep going back and back? Because this is very, very important practice. Why is so important practice? It will generate well-being, mental well-being, physical well-being, particularly mental well-being. The best form of practice to keep your mind calm and peaceful. That's why it's very important to make sure that we all understand this clearly, understands has been explained by Maitreya Buddha, Arya Asanga. Okay? Then of course all the Lama. So we have like now four challenges. So now fifth challenge. So sometimes you get so excited that you don't need to analyze. You start analyzing. So there's one fault or challenge. Sometimes you need introspections, but you don't have introspections. Sometimes you don't need introspections, then you apply introspection, there's become problems. So these are the five faults, okay? Five faults. So this is the challenge you've been faced from very beginning we face the challenge. So then after that, learning that, so then eight antidote or way to overcome from this five challenge. There's eight ways to overcome from these five challenges, okay? That's the easy way to put it. Or like the Nyembo Dujige means Nyembo Dujige. Nyepa means fault. Here, I say challenge. Five different challenges. So then eight antidote is like solutions for those five problems. Eight solutions. How can you help yourself overcome from these five problems? Oh. So after that, so then you move into the nine stages. Okay, nine stages. So nine stages. First one.
Placing the mind.
Yes, yeah, placing the mind. Mangdujo, inner placement or placing the mind. What do you say, placing the mind?
Yeah.
Placing the mind, placing the mind on the scenery of Patagonia.
In the clear blue sky.
Pure blue sky or like snow mountains. Inner placement, Nandajoba. What do you need? Object. What kind of object? Any object. According to Lama Tsongkhapa tradition, according to Lama Rim teachings, or according to Lama Tsongkhapa, holy object. Why? Multiple benefit. Down the road, if you are going to do some kinds of like sadhana practice or jati yoga practice, that will help because you've been using some form of a deity as your object. So it will help you to remember that object clearly. So then also, of course, what Shantideva said in the Guide to Buddhist Way of Life, don't remember exactly all the stanza, but even the looking at the Shakyamuni Buddha's image with the angry mind, you still create merit. Because power of the object. Object does have power, So we hear in the West that very frequently people talk of energy. Object does possess energy. People possess energy. So this object, any object, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, holy object. Why? Multiple benefits. This object. So can I change my object? People frequently ask. If your goal is shamatha, better not to change. Why not to change? Because you're trying to see that object from your mental, not from your eye. You're trying to see that. So it's very important to make yourself very familiar with the object. If you keep changing every single day, it's hard to become familiar. So that's why. Everything has reason. So inner placement. So first you need object. So now, how long in the beginning, how long you can stay there?
Few seconds,
Geshe-la. Yeah, few seconds here, few seconds there. Do I should get discouraged? No. That happens. This process happened to everybody, not just you, everybody who's trying to do meditation on shamatha in the very beginning. It's not just you. Not just you. What kind of experience you get in the first stages, what kind of experience you gain?
At first it feels like you're having more thoughts, but actually you're just realizing that you have those thoughts.
Very good. That new experience, new experience. Not like, if you remember, like there's a, please rejoice, that's good. So I'm teaching here, so you are paying attention, that makes me happy. So it also gets you a lot of benefit. You remember, then you meditate, that's good. So I'm just assuming you all remember, even though one person said, I'm not assuming that nobody remembers. I'm assuming that everybody remembers, okay? That's very good new experience. Or you feel like there's more thought. It's not true. Simply, you are gaining new experience. What kind of experience? You are now recognizing your thought. That's why it feels like there's more thought. Actually, it's not more thought. You are just simply recognizing. That means you are being now mindful. You are being mindful. So then, out of six powers, which power, like I say, rely on out of six power, which power you like achieve the first stage, depending on the powers, out of six power. Anybody can welcome to see. So welcome to Caesar. Sorry, welcome to see.
Power of knowledge.
Oh, power of knowledge. Power of knowledge. So knowledge now refers to whatever I review. These are all knowledge, necessary information you need. Oh, power of knowledge. So then, what kind of challenge now you face? Main challenge. Laziness, forgetting all the challenges you already solved. You don't have no longer have those challenges. Five challenges. You solve those five challenges using these six or eight solutions. You kind of conquer that. You overcome from that. So now, what kind of challenge you face?
A challenge to continue the placement.
So that's the second stage. Second stage. Anybody else want to say what kind of challenge you face?
The object is not clear.
So challenge here, thinking mind, excitement mind. Thinking mind, excitement mind. These are the two main challenges you face till you reach seven stage somewhere there, but it's getting weaker and weaker. So the two main challenges, thinking mind, excitement mind. Okay, thinking mind, excitement mind. So now thinking mind, subtle thinking mind, gross thinking mind. Subtle thinking mind.
You cannot hold the object in your mind. You see it, but you can't hold it.
Anybody else?
Subtle. What is object not clear, but not bright? Object is clear, but not bright. And girl's thinking mind is not clear. Object's not clear.
No, first, subtle thinking mind. Shukila, what is subtle thinking mind?
Subtle thinking mind is that the object is stable and clear, but it isn't bright or powerful.
Gross.
And gross is it's stable, but it's not clear.
So now the gross thinking mind, or sorry, excitement mind.
There's no stability.
Oh, didn't it? Subtle.
It's like having other thoughts. Even if you stay with the object, it's like you're having other thoughts, like an undercurrent.
Oh, yeah. So that's a subtle excitement mind. Gross excitement mind. You lose
it's
object.
Like you don't have a stability. You lose object constantly.
Oh yeah, you're losing object. That means you are now meditation. Samatha meditation is
in a mountain.
Your Samatha meditation is now taking over by
attachment.
Gross thinking mind. Gross thinking mind. So that means now you are completely out of object. Out of object. You are no longer on the object. Then the children said it was like subtle thinking mind is like object, you are on the object same time you are remembering something else. It's like attention is divided. So these are the things very, very important for all of us to remember. Otherwise, you will not know what is happening. You have to understand what is happening in order to make progress. You have to understand. So maybe before the class, if circular, and you can all discuss maybe 5 minutes before the class. So, you know, so then it's going to be like review meditations. So then there's every class before the class, you review. So that's how I remember. I debate on the text every single day, twice a day, in the morning, few hours, afternoon, few hours. That's how you remember. Otherwise, you know, it's not easy. You are not going to remember, you know, unless you achieve this very specific concentration. You read. If you read 10 pages, you remember 10 pages. You will never forget. Mijibesung. You read 100 pages, you read, remember 100 pages. You know, so like Mijibesung. They're like particular concentrations. So then two main challenges, thinking mind, excitement mind. Thinking mind, gross one, easy to recognize, subtle one, harder to recognize. Excitement mind, gross one, you know, you lose object. And subtle is more, you know, usually that's why it's called subtle, it's harder to recognize. You think that you're on the object, but at the same time you remember something else. That means your attention is not divided. You need to place all your attention on one single object. That's how you achieve, you know, accomplish samadhi, okay? So why we reviewing this every class? Important, very important. If you have will to improve your focus or concentration, this is very important to remember. So then like excitement mind, then why they always only talk about attachment, why they don't talk about ignorance, why they don't talk about anger. So getting your mind distracted by anger and ignorance is rare. It's rare. It doesn't happen very often. Yeah, if you get angry all the time, probably you will die. It's impossible because that requires so much energy. Anger requires so much energy for you, like you can't be angry like 1 minute. I think like it's hard to believe that somebody will, if you can remain as angry 1 hour, that's probably almost impossible. Attachment, yeah, so most of the time that you might get wonder, oh, like thinking about like cheesecake, chocolate chip cookies, like ice cream, or like something to fix, something to, you know, paint. It's not like always now. So that's why wandering mind, excitement in mind, driven by attachment is mentioned here. It's very frequent. It will last longer, you know, you carry out. Anger and outer ignorance and anger is rare. It's not very frequent, and it doesn't go on and on because simply you can afford. There's not enough energy to afford anger to be remain long period of time. You can't do that. So that's why, you know, that's why. So now the second stage.
The second stage is continual placement.
Oh, the mind on the continual object. Continual places. How long you can now remain on the object? How long? According to Lam Rim, one round of Mani Mantra able to do without distractions. So that means if you can keep your mind on the object like that, if you can keep the object on that length. I'm not sure. Now you have like stopwatch. You can watch. You can find out exactly how long it takes. Ancient time, there's no stopwatch, so you can't tell. So now you can tell using stopwatch exactly how many seconds or minutes and seconds. So then that length, if you keep your mind on the object that length, so that means pretty much you accomplish the second stages. Oh, now to Jogba, Jun to Jogba. What kind of experience you gain?
Either no thoughts arise or they kind of pop up, but they go away.
What is called? That's the meaning. What is called? Namdo ngasu means taking rest. You are thought, you feel that experience that you are experiencing now, your thought are taking rest. I'm not sure how. Did you ever experience your thought are taking rest? Or your elephant is taking, elephant is not producing more babies? Did you ever experience that an elephant, of course one is already there, the main one is already there, then from there become two, two become four, four become eight. so like the namdo ngasuenya, namdo means more like thought. Now it's like you experience now your thought are resting. What means resting? Resting means it becomes like inactive. It used to become very, very active, now it's become inactive. Only one thought is less active is thinking about object. Other than that, no other thought are active. That's called new experience. Namdo ngasuenya, nyam. How do you say in English? Chukila, how do you say in English?
Well, I have thoughts take a rest, and your thoughts take a rest.
Oh, that's good. Your thoughts take a rest. Not because you are begging them to take rest. Because of your concentrations, they have no choice. They have to take rest. They're like taking rest without choice. Or you are forcing them to take rest because of your focus. Not because they are being so kind to you, so now they decide to take rest. Not like that, because you don't get the chance, so that's why they take rest. So important, okay. So now, the third stage, now we'll move to third stage.
Replacing.
Replacing, so. So don't like I say, don't, please don't think, oh, what's the fourth stage? Because I already heard this first stage, second and third stage. If you don't remember.
Cross-paced
with
this fixation.
Oh, so like replacement or maybe like a patch-like replacement. That's like literally, but what Chedra says, that's the meaning. Replacements, you know, like... When you wear the clothes, over time your clothes get wear and tear. When it's tear, you put patch. If you don't have money to buy a new one, or you are so attached to old one, either way, sometimes you become so attached to old clothes you don't want to get rid of this. And I don't think it happened in this country, but happened because so comfortable. Because over time, you wear long period of time, you wear tear, so comfortable, you don't want to throw it out. At the same time, you are kind of embarrassed like there's hole. So what do? You put patch. So now there's hole in your object, there's hole. You know, so then you patch. Patch means like replace or patch. Same thing, you know, like change the job. Samba. Samba means the patch. Oh, so looks like we are moving to the fourth stage now. It's not good to think, oh, what's the fourth stage? No, no. we are not going to go through this 9 stage by brown bear catching a mice. We are not going to go through that. Next time, same thing. Krishna, can you teach like Shamatha meditation all the 3 times? Teaching again is not going to help. If you don't pay attention, it's not going to help. You know? So then, very good. So we are making a lot of progress. Yes, very good. Let's go. So now slowly. We are going to move 9 stages very slowly. Like what you call the animal that on the tree, that long hand?
Sloth.
Yeah. This is sloth meditation. Tashiva, mindfulness produce introspections. No mindfulness, there will be no introspections. So that's important to, for the sake of your practice, it's important to remember, wherever there's mindfulness, there's introspections. If you're being mindful, you analyze. Analysis will be there. If there's no mindfulness, then, you know, more likely mistake occur because you don't analyze the situations and you react right away. So a lot of mistakes occur. So mindfulness is key throughout the day. Miguel Joba, this year. So now the, stage number four.
Good placing.
Your job was. So the way here the translation is close placement, nyawar joba, nyawar. So that's literally the translation, nyawar joba. Nyawar means near, close, near. That's Tibetan word, nyawar joba, close placement, or nyawar joba. Tenpa shujin to jene midden la joba des. So dine midden shun misire, dine midden shun misire. So now, what's different, what's like specific difference between first stage, second stage, third stage, and the between first three stages and the fourth stage, what's the difference? Different, when you achieve the four stages, you are not going to lose the object. That's the difference. First stage, frequently lose. Second stage, third stage, fourth stage, so now then you are not going to lose object, okay? Not losing object, it comes in the fourth stage, number four. Before that, should not wonder, oh, why I lose my object, no. From the fourth stage, from up to all the way to 9, then losing object, that challenge is gone. Then the mediation receiving numbers from the chief. That's why this fourth stage four is kind of like unique or special compared to the first three stages. First stage number one, you lose object frequently, like you can only remain there second. Second stages, you can remain there the length of one round of mani mantra, if you can recite without distraction, that length, you can find out like using the stopwatch. So then the private stages, so then it's not like all tear up. It's only like hole here, hole there, you pass. Like it means like the before it's like it feels like everything just like you can't put patch. There are so many patch needs to put. There's a hole everywhere. First stages. The second stage, there's a few holes. First stage is maybe there's only one hole you patch, finish. If you start to patch in the beginning, there's too many holes you can like you can maybe either patching them. So the third stage, there's only one hole, only few, means loose object here, there. No, it's not like every like minute. Fourth stage is now you achieve to the stage you don't lose object. Is this possible? What do you think is possible? Yeah, with effort, is it possible? Human did it. All the people who finish samatha, they are human. They have only one head, two eyes, like same like us. We can do same thing. We can do. Oh, yeah. So what is the difference between the first three stage and the stage number four? Stage number four, now patching is gone. No more patch. Now it's like there's no hole. With object, you're not going to lose your object. Oh. Chambashujin to change this. Because your mindfulness improved now. Your mindfulness is improved, dramatically improved. Before reciting Mani Mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, looking around. Did I water this plant? Or this flower looks kind of old, maybe I need to trim, all kind of things. Now, eventually, Om Mani Padme Hum, remember, what do you remember? Changes it. You remember 108 times, remember, it changes it. Each mantra you remember changes. Oh, that's what it means. Now you are being mindful. Whatever you want to be mindful, you decide the very beginning, okay, I'm going to remember changes it 108 times. Oh, so that you're being mindful throughout the one round of Mani Mantra. Oh. I'm just giving you an example, that it has to be changed. It could be like, you know, the process you are doing the Mani Mantra for. Oh.
Yeshua, I have a question.
Oh.
From stage, the fourth stage, there's no gross, excited mind.
No. Gross than the excitement mind, the problem, excitement mind. So we will talk that later, Ramula. So excitement mind, thinking mind, it's going to be a problem till 7 stages or 8 stages. It's going to be a problem. But you know, it's like gross problem, you know, go away. But we will talk that later, not now. So here, the mindfulness has improved so much. You know, here, stage number four, you are not going to lose the object, okay? But you still have, here, you still have problem with the gross thinking, all of that still there. But, you know, less. That's why when you see the painting, the fire become like, that, you know, they're simple. They're simple that the dark color on elephants, the dark color on the monkeys, you know, they become a little bit white and white. So that means they're like, less problem with the thinking mind, gross mind, less problem. So that symbolizes that, okay? We'll talk that later. Tempa Shukjian is like a strong mindfulness, very tight mindfulness. Shukjian to Jian is middle job of this. You not just placing your mind on the object, but you're placing your mind on the object with very strong mindfulness. You are very mindful about gross thinking mind and excitement mind. You are very mindful. Whoa. Jogvata says, din imigration misibus. From there, it's impossible to lose objects. You are no good to lose objects. Objects no good. That's no longer a concern. Losing objects is no longer the concern. Oh. Even though you are not losing your object in the stages number four, but you still have challenge of thinking mind and excitement mind. Those two minds very active, still very active, still very active. Excited my mind and thinking mind is still very active, so you need to be mindful. Introspection needs to be ready to use. Introspection needs to be ready. What that means, like, what is introspection? When you walk in the wood with your friend, if you're walking in the wood with your friend, you are very aware of the path. Otherwise, you will tip. Maybe lose your nose. You have to be aware of the path you are walking on. Same time, simultaneously, you are aware of your friend's presence. Is that possible? Yeah, that's possible. We've been doing this all the time when we take a walk in the wood. Not like you are completely looking at the friend's face like that. Not looking, so that's not the, you can see how you're going to walk. You are seeing your friend. You're aware of the conversation. At the same time, you're aware of the path. If there's a stone, you're not going to step on that. If there's a hole, you go around. Oh, that's what it is. Introspection means. Meditations is walking on the path. Same time, you're aware of your friend. That's called introspection. You're aware what's happening around you. That's introspection. If your friend gets too loud, you say, please, can you tune down the tune of voice? And you could say things, you know, like things like that. So they're exactly like that. That's introspection example when you walk on the path with your friend. Aware of the path, that's your object. Same time, you're aware of your friends. So there's introspection. Oh. So even though he has stage number four, what's it called? Like, close placement. Close placement. So from there, you are never going to lose your object. But excitement mind, thinking mind is very much active. Still very much active. So you need to be vigilant. Vigilant, you need to be very mindful, okay? Oh. So now out of like, is your head going round? If yes, then what way, clockwise or counterclockwise? If going the counterclockwise, that's not good. You become like Pembo. If it's going the clockwise, you're Buddhist, so that's okay. First stage is accomplished by knowledge. Second stage accomplished by
contemplation.
Third stage, power. Now, power stage, power. Tembeto. It is power of mindfulness. Okay.
Mindfulness.
Power of mindfulness. Mm-hmm. So this is something that Ramasya and Chukila, before class, when you greet each other, so maybe it's some review. That's very helpful. The same like debate courtyard. We do that every single day, twice a day, a few hours. In the morning, a few hours, in the evening. Every single day, except Tuesday, 6 days a week. So,
okay, guess what? We'll do that 15 minutes early. We'll start 15 minutes early for that.
So, you know, like, then as it's good, you know, it's good to review. So, you know, so that we have group, that's the benefit of having group review, you know. So, of course, the test needs to be based. So, somebody has to check, you know. So, stick with the one translation. Don't say many translations. Because like head is always spinning. I'm not sure which way, clockwise or counterclockwise. So, Third stage and the fourth stage accomplished based on the power of. Power of mindfulness. Out of six powers, power of mindfulness. First stage, knowledge. Second stage, completion, contemplations. Third stage, fourth stage, power of mindfulness. It's complete. It's going to be complete by power of mindfulness. Part of mindfulness. Stage number four. Then here, stage number four, before your all mindfulness like baby, it's just growing up. Don't know what to do, how to eat, how to dress, how to clean. It's just like baby, okay? So stage number two is grow a little bit older. Stage number three and four, now it's become adult. Fully grown up. Our mindfulness fully grown up now. Stage number four, like how is the growth of mindfulness now complete. Mindfulness completely grow. It's no longer children. No longer kids, like 2 years old kids. It used to be like 1 year old kids. This is number one. Before that, it's probably just born. Mindfulness was just born. No, so then when you start meditating on the stage number one, it become kids. So then kids grow. Now it's completely grown now. Stage number four, the mindfulness just thing like kids. Now it's old grow. Now it's become grown up person. Now the dinner nursing the mid temper nursing top zoba is now the mindfulness is complete. Therefore you don't lose object because now mindfulness is complete. There's nothing to improve. The mindfulness part is now complete. There's nothing to improve. It's reached to the all the words of fullest abilities. Now it's complete mindfulness. Oh, good to remember. So now one more review. First stage is achieved by relying on out of six power, knowledge. Second one, contemplation, power of contemplation. It's good to say power of knowledge, power of contemplations. So then stage number third and fourth, power of mindfulness. And stage number three, the mindfulness is not complete, but when you reach to stage number four, the mindfulness is now complete. So this stage number three and fourth is complete by power of mindfulness. When you achieve the stage number four, now mindfulness is complete. Therefore, you don't lose object. Only reason we lose object is because we are distracted. That means our mindfulness is not strong enough to hold on the object. It can easily be distracted. So now your mindfulness become like firm as mountain. Can move, cannot move. So what time is now?
There's about 20 minutes to go, Geshe-la.
Huh?
20 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Please rejoice. We finish one or more stage. This is sloth meditations. This is sloth meditations. We move very slowly. We move one step, four, three step, we go back. But every step, like sloth, been taken very precisely with the complete calculations. Make sure that you don't grab on something that breaks. So like sloth, very slowly, steady, very grounded, very slowly. Oh, so now, so far, good to know. So, oh, this class has become now kind of productive. I remember this, I remember that. Oh, that's good. That's good. So that's good class. This class, your time is not wasted. So,
Geshe-la, I have a question.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Unmuted. Can you hear me now, Geshe-la?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry. My question is, when you're talking about close placement, are you talking about being close up on the object and looking at all the jewelry and the details? Or what exactly does that mean? Sometimes when I'm on the object, I can hear like murmuring, like something's trying to say something, but the words don't come out, like it's mumbling underneath the object.
Stage number one, number two, number three, we are most of the time, we are far away from the object. What that means mind, elephant is not sticking to the object. It's getting out. And now the stage number four, your elephant is kind of tied there, kind of tied to the object. You stick with the object, almost a glue.
So I should be seeing the complete whole object at the entire time.
Yeah, need to see the object, yeah. Whole object.
Complete whole object. So I can do that. So patch light placement is when you zoom in and try to, what exactly is patch light placement if you're not zooming in? If you already have the whole object in your mind, why would you need to patch it?
Huh? If you're on the object, you don't need to patch.
Okay.
There's no hole to patch.
So I should not be trying to look at the object as parts, like starting at the bottom of it and going up and seeing the entire object. I should have the entire object at all times in full color. Is that
yes.
correct?
Okay,
yes. I can do that.
Yes, it's not like going from the bottom to slow, so look up one, look before.
Okay.
Head to toe slow, so no. We need... So you need complete object, you're trying to see. Then during the course of your meditation, if you are just seeing the ear, you need to hang on there. You can't just, if you are seeing, or maybe just I'm now seeing, beginning seeing entire body, now I'm just seeing the tip of the nose, hang on. hang on there, hang on there. So then expand, if you can expand through the face, the body. So now you need to, beginning, you need to hang on wherever you can hang on. You just hold on there. You know, you may be, instead of seeing whole image, you're just seeing now part of the ear. Just hold on there. If you can go back to the object, if you can make it zoom in. What do you say? Zoom in or zoom out? I'm not sure what that means. Zoom.
I can zoom out and see the whole object as a whole, or I can zoom in and see it as parts. I can do either one without...
No, no. Zoom out. So
okay.
Zoom out. So need to see the whole object. So then when you then zoom out, could be zoom in. So need to then hold there. So then from there you can expand, okay?
Have the entire object in full color. Yeah. Okay, I can do that.
Interactive object. So there will be a lot of challenges, you know. So if you're trying to focus on something red, you may end up seeing something yellow. If you're trying to see one, you may end up seeing two. Some other instructions composed by Tibetan masters. I don't remember, like some masters so that mentioned there. Trying to see red, end up seeing yellow. See one, see for two. This is a challenge they face. You know? It's not so need to entire object. Well, yeah. So, any more questions?
Yeshua, by the fourth stage, is your awareness spontaneous focus?
Huh?
Is it spontaneous focus? There's tight focus, intermittent focus.
Focus. Oh, that's a good question. So, you need effort. You know, you need effort. I don't think it's going to be spontaneous. You need effort, but less effort. Don't call it spontaneous. Less effort, much much less effort. But not going to lose the benefit, special benefit when you achieve the stage number four. From there, you are not going to lose object. So then you don't need any effort. You don't need any concern losing object. You don't need to put any effort for that. You are not going to lose object. So now, like the details, the clarities, these are something to work on. But you don't have to work, and you don't need to put any effort to not lose your object. You are not going to lose object. Before, you are putting so much effort not to lose object. You're trying to stick there, trying to stick there. No, like, now you don't need to do that. Make sense?
Right, so it's not tight focus. So what is, which, is it intermittent focus?
Huh?
Is it intermittent focus or uninterrupted focus? You know, there are four awarenesses, so which awareness are we on?
So they're kind of like, that left kind of
Yeshua, the Chaching Jukpe Yikje. The Chaching Jukpe Yikje. That's usually, well, in Lamrim Chenmo they translate that as intermittent focus.
So that's what Lamrim is saying. So I don't understand the word Lamrim.
Yeah.
I don't understand that English word intermittent. Chaching Jukpe Yikje means like same is kind of breaks. It kind of breaks, but it continues. It's not like just completely break. It's kind of breaks. You know, it's like same like zoom here. Sometimes you hear my voice. Sometimes you don't hear my voice like that. So that's the. So that's all something to discuss. Like first stage is accomplished by
what is
the close engagement.
Tight focus.
That's good. So then, second and third, fourth?
Intermittent focus.
Second, third, fourth?
Aren't the first two stages tight focus and 3 through 7 intermittent focus?
Oh, they thought of it.
Is that correct, actually?
Yeah. Could be your homework, so to find out, help people. Well,
yeah.
Very, very good question. So, another word. So what is called another word? Chaching Jukpe Yikje. How is it translated?
interrupted.
Oh, interrupted what? Interrupted then?
My translation is interrupted plaything.
Yeah, Lamula, better to use that translation. It's more close to Tibetan word. So one day you said intermittent, I'm not sure what, I don't understand the word, English word.
Intermittent, that's the same as interrupted. I think they mean the same thing.
Sorry, so I'm getting old, so I probably don't have energy to learn new word yet. So interrupted, so please use the one word that I know. So then you give me some break learning new word. And meanwhile, I'm pushing you to learn more. interrupted, bless me. Kamala, I'm writing down interrupted placement. Yeah, so that's more, that translation is more close to the Tibet word, changing, jupe, yije, changing, jupe, yije. So,
Geshe-la, do you prefer placement over focus?
I think that's also true. Okay, the focus and placement, I'm pretty much saying.
I mean, whatever you prefer, I just want to make sure I use the
same thing. So the through the discussion, you ask people, so I think for me, I understand both words. So sometimes, you know, like then new words, so I don't understand where we are. So like, so if you say interrupting placement, so I know exactly which mental engagement we are talking about. So that probably saves some time for you. Otherwise, changing to be easier. So that formula, changing to be easier, interrupting placement is goes, I think, all the way up to 7 stages, somewhere there. So the jugular will find out, okay? So, so now, and thank you very much for coming to visit the class. So I want to say one round of Mani Mantra dedicated for David's father. What week now? Week number 4. So this is a critical week. This is a critical week. So more likely we take some form of rebirth. So we dedicated the one round of Mani Mantra for David's fathers and like parties, you know, like beloved cat. And together with all the people, you know, they lose their life because of this virus. And people, not just virus, you know, people also like lose their life, you know, fight, and also like addictions, you know, all kinds of mental problems, and people who are now still struggling in the hospital, you know, fighting for their, you know, life. So all of them, please remember that. So then we recite one round of Mani Mantra. So that, all of that, okay. So then after that, I want to say like 21 Goddess Lojima Mantra for the virus. For the disease that's caused by virus. So then after that, I will say some mantra for your longevity and your health. seven chant. So now, just meditate, I'm going to say mantra for your longevity. Jidene besawa sabha me tumi chuma mani jidene ma gume dunga chuma nam jidene sanje sabha me ala sa sabha om namo bhagavate aparamita anjana sumbali sita dhudala daya tata kataya arahate sanye sambu daya daya tambale mani bhagavate aparamita sumbha robati de om sawa sam kala pareshu de damade gangana sambha de sambha ambi jidene maana e tare vare so om namo bhagavate aparamita anjana sumbali sita dhudala daya tata kataya arahate sanye sambu daya daya tambale mani bhagavate aparamita Om Sava Sam Karaparashita Dhammate Gangana Samkati Sambha Abhishita Mahamele Padavare Om Namo Bhagavate Aparamita Ayuna Sumanita Aparamita Pune Aparamita Pune Gana Sambhara Vasita Om Sava Sam Karaparashita Dhammate Gangana Samkati Sambha Abhishita Mahamele Padavare Timichive Tumatumana Timela Chabameko Sevata Kejiya Samyanto Bhammacho Purify all the karma that brings down us to the lower realms. Purify all the karma. Just simply hearing this mantra, Om Dumso, Om Amit Ayunda, this Om Dumso, Om Amit Ayunda, Om Dumso, Om Amit Ayunda, this. Another extra mantra for longevity. So now for your help. To Japula, you betcham de Sadatuba, Om Namo Bangawa, the better than Guru Menuya Tabana, Tatanga, Arha, the Sanya Sambu, the other better than So now dedication.
Gevadinu duda namasange dukyune dova chitya malupa deyi sala yepa sho chanchu sencho renpoche make panam kye gyuchi kye wanyam pa me payam kone gondu pewa sho Jampe Bawa Jita Kempada Kuru Zampo De Yande Shinte De Dan Kungi Jesu Da Lochi Gewa Dida Tanche Rab Tum No Dusun Shepe Gewa Tanche Ki No Agana Chodu Ngapade Lashe Gewe Tawa Di Kumpyang Zampo Chetu Rab Tum No Wari Sagi shini sape ke wadi, tendan doa kunu kampe dan, kepa chetsun lo zang da pei, tempe ningpo rindu seo je shu. Kani rawe koru shin kamdi, tendan dewa malu jin wene, chenre ziwan tenzin yatsui, Chape sike paju tenkyu chi. Jonu iye nala wang shu tu. Awatare tenbara zopa. Dosan gewe de ton le pel shu. Jashu gengyu lama so wa de. Tupsu chan jin jang gen gewe. Ten sing che pe we. Kunze dok ho tse, chok sum ku we lek men tu nu. A dok so du je ken tu shak sen sho. Om tare tu re so ha, om tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you.
You too.
Oh, thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you so much, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.